Blog Talk Radio.
God the glory this morning. I'm up early, praise God, as God has auctioned me to, amen, give you a word in season. My soul wait for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you glory, God. All the honor and all the praise. Father God, as I speak a word in season, I ask you to move by your Spirit. Begin to strengthen us where we have been weakened by various situations in our lives. Amen. Praise God. And not able to understand, that without God, amen, without you, Father God, amen, these things can't be reversed. But with you, you are able to do everything and cause these demonic oppressions that we go through and the various issues in our life to be reversed, amen, and turned back around. For the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. So we praise you, amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name this morning as they go up and down the dangerous highways. Thank you, Jesus. Touch them, God. As they go through the many issues in life today, touch them, God. I just give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Edio Shanarara, plead the blood. Hallelujah. 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 Elide Shalalaboshake. Hallelujah. You coming out, saints. Hallelujah. Yitilikiliboshanarata. You don't look at, amen, praise God, what Satan has done or what he's trying to do, but you look at God who's able to do everything to keep us from falling and present us faultless. God can do it. Everything that Satan tried to do can be reversed. Praise God. Out of the depths. Psalms 130, have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Amen. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul is waiting on the Lord, amen. And I know a lot of you are waiting on the Lord for a change, for a supernatural blessing, for a healing, if it's sickness in your body, for, amen, a court case this morning, for your children being delivered, or you being delivered, praise God, healing a marriage, or a child that's on drugs, or a child that has walked away from home and you haven't heard from them in years. Amen. God is going to bring forth a change for, amen, praise God, a job, amen, that's needed, or a job that you own that the boss want to do wickedness toward you. There's hope this morning. So, amen, praise God. We have to understand that if we wait on the Lord, amen, in his word do I hope. Amen. Every day I read the word. Every day I understand a greater, amen, in-depth of what God is telling me in order for me to keep my soul. Amen. Praise God. And he wants us to know that Satan, evil, wicked stuff, can be reversed. It can be changed because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Praise God. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. That means out of all the things, amen, praise God, that we are encountering, amen, praise God, whatever you're going through, you wait until you hear from God. Don't step out there. Because there is a world, a dark kingdom, a world, a satanic world, that if we as the body of Christ don't get it together, amen, praise God, these demons are going to tear us up. You've got to have God in action and motion, amen. It's through his word. He sent his word to heal us, to set us free, to deliver us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is the Word, to give us the right admonition, the right focus, the right words, amen, so that we can, amen, pick up our sword and fight this devil daily, because he's going to do everything he can. Strategies, amen, are his most evil weapons that he put on us. Amen. Praise God, as far as the body is concerned. So we have to learn how to strategize. Amen. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. When God gave me that word, I said plenteous redemption. Okay, if there is plenteous redemption, that means there is plenty redemption that he has to bring us through. Amen. Praise God. Before we even go home. Amen. And so it's important for us, amen, praise God, to be redeemed, praise God, because if we're being redeemed, we've been redeemed from something. For this having sex without marriage, or being homosexual, or committing murder, trying to commit suicide, all of these entities, all these satanic strategies are there in order to try to stop the will of God. But the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever you're planning on doing this morning, somebody want to get up and go steal something, put something in their hand that's not theirs, or do things that they shouldn't be doing, God is admonishing you not to do it. Change your mind. Amen, because it's all a strategy of the enemy. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He is our provider. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restored our soul. We're talking about the soul now. Amen. If he's restoring our soul, that means something has happened to our soul. Amen. And it happened at the beginning of creation when Adam and Eve fell. It was Adam's choice to make a right decision, and he knew the word, and he didn't do it. And it caused us to be enemies with God because of the sinful nature that we have. Amen. But the soulish realm, amen, is very important for it to stay clean and in a position where it won't deal with the enemy and his strategies. When Adam sinned, Eve had made the mistake of talking to the serpent. That's the worst thing to do, begin to listen and talk to demons. The Bible say that there are many voices in the world, but Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and another they won't follow. Amen. They know Jesus' voice. Jesus' voice is distinct. He's not harsh. He's not cruel. He's very patient and long-suffering. And because of that, we, as the body of Christ, need to understand the voices and reject those voices that are trying to interfere with the will of God. And it's a hard thing when you, praise God, can't discern or can't reason or logic it out, or don't have the knowledge. He said, my people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge, or they're perishing because of lack of knowledge. That means that you got to get down to knowing the word of God and then obeying it. Because this deception that the enemy brings in is so powerful that it beguiles you, it lures you into things in the spirit realm that will cause you hardship in the natural. So he said he restored my soul. I mean, he's bringing it back to its original state. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. the Bible let us know in the book of Proverbs, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. This pathway that we are on, amen, is straight and is narrow. But on the side of us, there are demons that are constantly pulling at us. You need to go drink another beer. You need to go out and have sex for the last time. It won't hurt nobody. You need to kill that person, amen, that's been troubling you. All kind of deception and lies. And so you know, amen, when you hear those thoughts, amen, praise God, immediately you must cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and truly bring into captivity those thoughts to the obedience of Christ all day long. Amen. I'm saying that all day long because this enemy will do everything he can to cause you to not reverse those thoughts, and then you end up being entrapment, amen, and having to have to work with God in repentance to get those things straight. For David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. God won't leave you. The things that Satan trying to put on you can be reversed. Amen. If you put your trust in the Lord, it will work out. Psalms 11, in thee, Lord, put I my trust. How say ye to my soul? I'm talking about the soul. Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. Amen. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You must, I don't care what you're going through, amen, wait on the Lord and stay on that solid foundation. I don't care how many mistakes you make. Mistakes, we're going to make them because we're human. Amen. We're spirit beings, but we're incarcerated in this flesh. Amen. So we're going to make mistakes, but get back up again. Don't never think that Satan can overtake you, because the only way that he can is to cause what he has placed on you to be irreversible by your faith. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. Faith is the worker in the realm, in the spirit realm. It will work for you as long as you keep faith in God, as long as you believe in God, as long as you believe in the word. You can speak to that devil in the spiritual realm, the word of God. And he has to obey it. God said above his name is his word. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the eyelids try the children of men. We're being tried. We're being tested. But we also have the works of temptation in our bodies. And Jesus said in Matthew, amen, 6th chapter, amen, when he prayed, he said, don't lead us into temptation, that there are many things out there, amen, once salvation has come in, that the enemy will try to put on you. And then at that time, amen, praise God, you're being tempted. Now, God don't tempt you, nor is he tempted. You can't tempt God to do evil because ain't no evil in him. He's righteous, and we are the righteous seeds of God. But we also cease to have to repent all the time. I don't care how many times Jesus done saved us. I don't care how many times he, amen, praise God, delivered us, praise God, if the enemy come back again, amen, praise God, we need to understand that. We need to, amen, praise God, pray to him, seek his face, plead the blood, let that anointing destroy the yoke. The power that we have, God has already given it to us, but he always increases us because of the level that we are on. Amen. If we finish and complete one thing, amen, praise God, and go to the next level or dimension in our walk with God, there are new devils, and their strategies are so intense until you either want to go on through with it, amen, praise God, just sit down and just cry. But I'm telling you, it's better that you go on through what the enemy is trying to tempt you with and overcome him. For the Bible said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. That means we are going to have experiences in our life that's not going to be pleasant. But at the same moment, amen, praise God, God will deliver us. Praise God. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hated. God gonna try us. Praise God. Satan gonna tempt us. Amen. But we got to walk through this temptation. Amen. And the trials that we face. Amen. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fires, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Some of you are looking for husbands right now, or wives. That's one of Satan's greatest temptations. Amen. He'll have you out there running around looking for, trying to find the right person and end up getting the wrong person if you're not sensitive in the spirit and cannot discern. If you cannot hear the voice of God, you end up marrying somebody that's going to cause you problems in the future, that's going to cause you hardship in the future, and it's going to prolong and delay the will of God in your life. So it's better that you be sure about a thing than to end up suffering, amen, for something that you did not wait on the Lord, amen, praise God, to bring you to the fullness of. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Amen. Praise God. His countenance doeth behold the upright. Amen. His presence behold us. Praise God. Whenever you're going through, amen, you can rest assured that God's countenance, amen, his appearance, his light, his illumination is upon you. Amen. That even though the enemy has come in like a flood, God has set up a standard. He going to keep, amen, us. And then in Psalms 18, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The greatest thing for us to do is to love God. Don't try to accuse him of what you are going through, because, amen, praise God, he's not the one that's causing the harm to you. Amen, praise God. Now, we have an enemy out there. Amen, and we're going to be tested by God, but the temptation come from the enemy. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When you praise God, when the enemies are tempting you, attacking you, amen, praise God. When you give God the praise and give him a shout out and worship him, amen, that causes the enemy to flee from you. The sorrow of death compassed me. David, this is David speaking. He had many a problems. Amen. Problems like we are having today. Amen. And the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. Amen. He had to suffer attacks from his children. Amen. Attacks from Saul. Attacks from his enemies. attacks right in his own household. But, amen, praise God, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. David had to learn how not to be afraid of what the enemy was doing. The sorrow of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. Now, David said, I'm walking through the valley of shadow of death. Not only that, but my soul has been bound in hell and seen the wickedness of Satan and what he does to a person. He caused me to lust, to have sex with Bathsheba and kill her husband, Uriah. He caused me to number the tribe of Israel and be moved. Amen. Praise God. This is the devil doing this to David. And count the Israelites. Amen. And that was a sin. We're not supposed to count. Even in our congregation, it's the hard thing when you try to number your congregation by the status that you want to be in. I don't care if you don't have but three people in there and they are faithful to the will of God. It's better than to get us to get 500 or 1,000 and then want to count them and then keep up with their checking account and their status and titles and stuff like that. I had joined a church one time, and this pastor wanted he wanted your whole history, where you worked, how much you make, how much percentage you give to the church as far as your 10%, and all these various other things, where you lived and all of this stuff. And he kept up with their life and their lifestyles, and that was unfair. And then he said, then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. God gets upset with Satan when he takes us off course. Stay on course by waiting on the Lord. There went up a smoke out of his nostril and fire out of his mouth. The fire coals were kindled by it. Praise God. And all of a sudden, there it is. Amen. He bowed to heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. That means God will put an utter end to your enemy. Satan cannot stand before God. I've seen God come before his presence and Satan run like a crazy man. I've seen where God, amen, Son Jesus Christ has went in and delivered me a many times, amen, out of, amen, the attacks that I was encountering, amen, by Satan in his darkness. I've seen where he delivered my children. I've seen where, amen, he has delivered people. I've prayed for people and seen miracles, signs, and wonders happen. People with heart problems, people with sicknesses in their bodies and all various issues. I've prayed for them, and they have received homes, amen, and all kind of blessings. I want to speak to you today in all sincerity of my heart. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And all of a sudden, you'll see a change. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see that change. Amen. Wait on it.
I love you. Somebody say it tonight. Oh,